Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Are you serious?
Hello, there are plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Right now, you are killing some time with him, Nick Bright.
And that guy over there, he's Marcus Bronzy.
Before we continue today's show, let me just let you know about our website, which is howtokillanhour.com. If you go to it and type in howtokillanhour.com, then /fam, F-A-M, you can join the fam, which means we'll let you know about all of the cool ways that we've been killing time, some great giveaways and future things. And yes, Nick, I know you're giving me that GDPR look, bruv. We are GDPR compliant.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you sent your email out to your thousands and thousands of loyal subscribers?
We have dropped the email letting everyone know about our private... Are we actually going to do GDPR on the fucking show? We're actually going to do it.
It's big in the tech world, mate.
It is, yeah. So we've done our GDPR... And if you go to howtokillanhour.com/privacy, you can get all information about our privacy settings.
I'd love to know if there is somebody out, I mean, there will be, if there's people out there that actively seek out these things, you know, how many hits is that page going to get? How many people care enough to go to the privacy page to actually have a look?
Right. Can you promise me that you'll stop me as soon as this gets too boring for the audience?
Stop now. I'm joking.
There's going to be groups of lawyers going around looking at websites, calling up people and saying, listen, I don't want you to be scared, but you could potentially face 3 years in jail and a massive fine if this isn't done right. We can, however, for the cost of whatever, they will sort out your GDPR stuff for you. That's what's going to happen.
This sounds like a scam. This sounds like some kind of scheme. Like, you know, oh... it's like, have you had an accident at work?
Yeah. Have you ever taken out a loan of £10,000 and above? You could be owed thousands of pounds in
PPI. Like.
So, yeah, basically, yeah, GDPR compliant we are. What's been your most annoying GDPR email this week?
Do you know what? I couldn't single out a particular email, but the most annoying thing about GDPR at the moment for me is... I thought that, and a lot of people thought this, every single company that was hollering at you, everyone thought, oh, well, they're hollering at you saying, please, please let me carry on sending you emails, please. Mm. But they're not. Some of them are doing that, and they're the ones that you'll never hear from again. The other ones are like, if you don't mind us emailing you, just ignore this email and just carry on as normal.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are slipping through the net because half these emails that come through, I don't bother reading them, bro. They come through and I'm like, oh, yeah, they're going to piss off. And then next thing I know... someone told me that some are opt in and some are opt out.
Yeah. So
some are shake it all about.
So some emails are shaking it all around. And then some are like saying, yeah, you're in or out. But I think we're all going to benefit from a slightly lighter junk box in our emails. But one of the maddest things for me, Nick, was just, I was like, I've signed up to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that.
Yeah.
And that.
I mean,
I don't even remember going to this zoo, let alone going to this like obscure cinema somewhere. Like, at what stage has my data been shared from one place to another? Yeah. That's what we've got to be
thinking
about.
I mean, that's the thing for me. You know, I was at home in front of my mum and dad, and then like all the Viagra sites came up, and I was like, honestly, I've never signed up for these. Honest.
Why are there always hot girls in my area trying to tell me that they're around?
You mean to tell me those girls aren't real?
Sorry to break it to you, bruv.
I just thought my area was full of hot single women.
Like wherever I'm at, Milks, that's where the women are at.
Yeah.
Wherever I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought they'd follow me around.
Nah.
Well, that's disappointing.
Sorry about that, man.
We might as well stop the pod now. I'm off.
Yeah, that was How to Kill an Hour. I did send out a fake GDPR email to a really small mailing list for personal people. It's not even a mailing list, it's like 30 people that I email stuff. and I sent them a fake GDPR email saying, I tried to mess with them, saying basically I'm going to use your data all over the place for a laugh. And 90% of the people got back to me with the email. I was like, people really are reading their emails.
Who's on this special Marcus Bronzy 30-person list?
You're on it, Nick, clearly. You were one of that 10% of the people that didn't answer.
Stop lying. You didn't send that email to me.
All of Nick's emails I've got personal.
You're such
at nickbright.com, private at nickbright.com, hot girls in your area at nickbrighton.com, all of those.
Hot girls in your area .net.
Yeah, that's
dot
it.
Net.
That's dot net, you know.
That's a classic.
So yeah, GDPR, if you're still like worried about it, just enjoy a lighter inbox is my advice for you, and just don't sign up for shit all the time. Do you want to know my trick?
I've got a
wonky email address, and not a real email address, that I just use to sign up for stuff I'm not sure about. So I use it like, do you want to use the Wi-Fi? Put in the email address. I put in that email address. Do you want to do this? Yeah.
I've just started putting in bogus info, full stop, when they're like, you know, when they're like, oh,
yeah,
sign up for Gatwick Airport, free Wi-Fi or whatever. I always just put in like, dddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddddd
something and you're like, remind me of my forgotten password. Unless you've got the ddddddddd at gmail.com. You are shagged. Anyway,
well,
right.
As we speak, the reason I'm on my phone, I'm not being rude. As we speak, I'm signing up to the Wi-Fi in here with bogus info.
Standard.
Yeah.
Get on that open access Wi-Fi. Make sure you read our terms and conditions because I will be capturing your email and selling it to people. Yep. So.
First name, Dave. Second name, Johnson.
Dave Johnson. That's generic.
What
as
a guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
07752351.
Bruh, why are you
4,
putting in my number?
8, 5. The thing is, that will be somebody's number.
Right, so Nick and I haven't just been messing around with GDPR. While he's finishing getting onto the Wi-Fi, I'm going to tell you about a game called Raging Justice, right? It's from this production company called Making Games, M-A-K-I-N. It's an independent studio comprised of some retro Rare studio veterans. Now, Rare Games were behind loads of amazing content throughout the 90s. A lot of my favorite N64 games were Rare Games. Correct me if I'm wrong. One might have been GoldenEye, I think. I'm not sure. And was it Banjo-Kazooie Rare?
Oh,
I don't know.
Banjo-Kazooie.
There were some great games that they dropped in the 90s. Apologies if I got the Rare references wrong. But 90s console games have a lot of retro love, right? Now, there's one type of game that I've been waiting to get my hands on, and that is the co-op beat-em-up game. So, yeah. Beat-em-up games, everyone knows Street Fighter. It's me versus Nick. It's Nick versus someone else. This Raging Justice game brings back the two-player co-op game where it's two players kicking the booty out of AI in computer games. And my favourite one had to be Streets of Rage.
Yeah, Streets of Rage was so live. Like, I could have played that for hours when you're just, like, walking through the different stages, beating people up, eating the turkeys, grabbing the metal pipes.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, one of the best things about Streets of Rage, Nick, was the music.
Mm.
Man, the tunes in Streets of Rage, they were ultimately... Oh, bruv, can we drop one on the show? Is that allowed?
What, a tune or a fart?
A tune. Okay, right. Not a fart. That wouldn't be a very good idea.
Can we drop one?
I feel like I can start skanking to this.
Hey. You could definitely sample this and put it in like a house tune now.
It sounds like the kind of house tune if you watch an old film and they walk, like two cops walk into a strip club.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're looking around.
Yeah. They're looking for the suspect. Yeah. But you know, the mad thing is though, like, I'm not really like massive into house music. Funk will be way more qualified to talk about this, but this kind of sound is like back.
Should we sample this and make a tune?
I mean, maybe not that lead synth.
Wait, it gets saucier than that though. I think it does, mate. Why?
Like this bit, this break, you could take this.
Even that little...
Yeah, that's all right.
But you don't like when it drops into
the... Yeah, when it starts going... It's a bit much. Yeah, this.
Right, anyway, sorry. This is How to Kill an Hour. The 80s retro. That's a tune, man.
Vibes.
So yeah, one of the great things about it was a theme tune, and also it was just a good game. You got to go on it with a mate. This is well before you could go on the internet and plug your console in and play with your mates all over the world. This was the only way I could play a computer game with you instead of against you. Games like this,
and without sounding like a old man kind of, oh, the olden days were so much better, because you know they weren't, let's be honest. Like, I did like the whole going around someone's yard to play computer games together.
That used to be like, what are you like, do you want to come to mine and play my new computer game tonight?
Listen, doing the stuff online is great. I'm not someone here who's going to sit here and slate it, no way, because it's obviously revolutionized the fact that, you know, you can play with your friends in America or whatever, but it isn't the same, let's be real. It's not the same as going around someone's yard, sitting there bantering face to face, trying to put them off, trying to grab their controller out of their hand, all of that stuff. And like playing Streets of Rage in that way, that was my childhood right there. Normally, like, it was me and my brother, and my brother was like, so, my brother is such a bad loser, right, when it comes to video games. He is so bad. So this was one of my favorite games to play with him, because you don't go against each other. You're right. On the same team.
Right.
Yeah. So like, if I played him at Tekken or anything like that, he's older than me, so he normally beat me all the time. But if I got a lucky win against him, it was like peak. It was like touch and go as to whether I was going to get beatings.
Really? If you beat him, did you have to be humble? Did you have to be like, oh, I guess I guess I just pressed those buttons luckily.
Oh, must have just been lucky, you know. Yeah. I mean, he'd be like dashing the controller like fully though. The amount of controllers that got broken, that like
he was a controller breaker.
Do you remember the rattly controller? Because I used to get dashed.
Yeah.
Like there were bits inside it that were like
smashed.
It sounded like a, I don't know, like a bag of nuts. Like this bag of nuts I've got here. Something like that.
Ooh.
How to Kill an Hour, brought to you by KP Smokehouse Barbecue Flavor Peanuts. Not really, but those are what these are. I mean, if they do want to sponsor us, cool.
Sponsor. Just spilled my drink all over myself.
Now you need like bibs. That's what you need. We need to be sponsored by bibs.
I think,
man,
you
literally just spilled the drink all over his top.
I kind of lost myself when Nick was talking about a whole bag of nuts and being sponsored by nuts out here. I got a little bit excited.
He always loses himself when you talk about nuts on
Marcus. So Rage Injustice, right?
Back to what we're doing.
So we love Streets of Rage. So when Rage Injustice came around, it was a massive nod to the Streets of Rage franchise. And Nick and I got our hands on it just before we recorded the show, to find out exactly whether it lived up to the hype or not. How do we approach describing whether it lived up to the hype or not, Nick?
It's very difficult, right? Because firstly, when you're trying to emulate or you've taken kind of inspiration from such a popular and iconic game like Streets of Rage, it's when I say popular and iconic, it's not like Street Fighter levels, but it was almost like a cult classic. You know, like, if you know about it, you know about it. And this style of game, it's the leader. Even now, I still feel like other games have tried to better it, but they haven't. So it's quite difficult in that sense. But from playing it, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed this. You know, I wasn't playing it going, oh, it's all right, but Streets of Rage is better. I was just playing it like in its own right and just enjoying it. I thought it was fun. And I think we did like four or five stages, and we stopped, and I could have definitely played it more. It weren't like, oh, five stages. Thank God that's over.
Yeah, it wasn't like on to the next one. It was kind of all right, maybe we should do the podcast now because, you know, we'll probably end up trying to clock that game, complete it, because it's just addictive, man.
You know, on the day of recording this, the Champions League final is in a bit, so you know I've got to go and watch that. I've got to go and watch Liverpool
get spanked.
Yeah, Liverpool hopefully get smashed. That's what I've got to hope for. You know,
what are your, I know it's saying a footy podcast, but what's your prediction? So for that, do you reckon Liverpool are going to get absolutely battered?
Well, I'm flipping hoping so, man. They're Liverpool fans are unbearable. I can't take. They've been going on about the 70s since the 70s, bro. There's people, I was born in the 80s, there's people born in my decade and after me who still talk about the 70s like they were around for it.
If you're not from the UK, you don't follow Premiership football, just know every team's supporters has their own characteristics. So you've got Man United supporters who tend to be arseholes, in my opinion. Yeah, very
all,
annoying.
They're all fucking glory hunters
as
well.
Glory hunters, yeah.
You know, which means they support a team from the town they're not from.
Exactly, yeah. If you meet a Man United supporter, I think something like 90% of their supporters are not from the Manchester area.
I mean, if you're listening to this in America, you probably know loads of them.
Yeah, but hey, I support them.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. David Beckham was awesome. So, yeah, if... And Arsenal supporters tend to be very sad.
Yeah,
that is their composition at the moment. But Liverpool supporters, all they talk about is the history of the club. The past.
They're unbearable. They used to be good. And now they're not that good.
Yeah.
And like, they're through to the Champions League final. I don't know how they've managed that, to be honest with you. The Champions League is like the Super Bowl, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if they win this, they will be going on about this. In 2056, you will be, me and you will be old, and then you'll be some Liverpool fan that was like, oh, we were the best. We remember when we won the Champions League final in 2018.
It's you'll like, never stop hearing about it. I'm actually going to go and watch it with a guy that's from Runcorn, which is close to Liverpool.
I know exactly where it is, man.
And he is not going to shut up all night long.
Unless they lose.
If they lose,
he'll you'll never get another word out of it.
We won't shut up all night long, yeah. That's what Liverpool supporters are like. I don't know how we got there from talking about Rage and Justice, but yes, other bits of Rage and Justice that I like that were nice throwbacks to the Streets of Rage franchise were the power-ups.
Mm-hmm.
So if you lose energy by getting beaten up by one of the characters that's on these mean streets of a city that I don't even know what city is. It looks like a kind of heart. Some of it looks like New York and some of it looks like LA.
Yeah, yeah.
Just generic American city.
I was about to say.
I did like the power-ups though, Nick. Sandwiches, apples, and turkey or chicken.
And burgers.
Burgers as well.
The only thing I didn't get, because I weren't really paying that much attention when I was picking them up, to be fair, is I couldn't understand the ratio between like each food item. Because I ate a sandwich and it felt like it did nothing.
I think maybe they've kind of, this is where they've brought it into the future. They've thought about the calorific value of it.
Right.
And they're like, that's a sandwich has got carbs in it, but it's not got that much protein. And when you're out there on these streets, you need high protein food. That is why the chicken or the turkey probably always gave you maximum health.
The turkey is the one, to be fair.
Because if I ate a whole turkey every day, I'd be banging that gym to pieces, mate.
What makes me laugh about these type of games, though, is the way they consume a whole turkey in literally half a second. Yeah. It's like eating it whole. I mean, there is one character in it who probably could, to be fair. The big fat guy.
Looks like he's eating all the turkeys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And also the fact that you can be on the brink of death. Somebody has battered your face in. You eat a turkey, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Off. Fine.
I know what I'm doing on my deathbed when I'm dying. I'll be like, quick, someone get me a turkey. Quick, I've seen it on all the games. I need to eat it all.
I'm back. One thing that they did add to it, though, which is they did take to a next level with the weapons. So in Streets of Rage, I remember you could pick up things like knives and baseball bats.
So metal pipe as well.
Metal pipe, do you remember?
Yeah.
And in this game, in Rage Injustice, they took it to the next level. You had swords, you had axes, you could ride Nick was on a tractor running people over at one point.
Baseball bat you've got. What else have you got? You got like an axe. Did you say an axe?
An axe thing. Dynamite you can throw back at people.
Dustbins.
Trash cans.
Yeah.
You can pick up anything and just throw it around and smash people. One thing that we did turn off though, and I think this would have got annoying if we didn't when we started the game, was friendly fire. Because these scenes, there's so much stuff flying around. If you don't have friendly fire off,
you still get hit and you fall down and that, but...
Yeah. I think that's what helped us get a little bit further through the levels, because Nick was throwing some wild punches out there. I was throwing some wild kicks.
You were throwing some wild dynamite. Like, every time I was doing it, you were blowing me up with dynamite. I was like, bruv.
I'm sorry, man. Sorry.
But, yeah, the friendly fire thing, I can't remember off the top of my head. I think in Streets of Rage... I think it might have been default. You could hit your partner, but it didn't hurt them. I think
if we hit each other, it took a tiny bit of life off.
Right.
Like it took a pixel off.
Yeah.
That was quite a lot back in the day.
But
it took a little bit of life off.
The thing is with this is it's like, if you don't have that turned off, if you don't disable it, there's so much going on the screen. You know, I don't want to give away too much, you know, because if you played a game, I want you to experience it as if you don't know what's going to happen. But there's a particular scene where it's like there's loads of people you're fighting. You know, there's literally the whole screen is filled up with people. And like, you can't even really make out where your bloody character is, let alone where your partner's character is. And then it's like, you're just throwing punches and it would just be a nightmare.
I would have liked it if they did. I think Streets of Rage did this. Like, our characters had slightly more standout clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would have liked that.
And they had. Did they have like a thing above their head? your character like a 1p or a 2p?
I don't think so, but you know what? I wouldn't be upset if I could turn that option on just to see my player's head.
So you know where you are. In that particular scene, I just couldn't. I lost my player completely. I didn't know where she was.
A flurry of punches. Nick was underneath.
I was button bashing mad hard, don't know where she's gone.
Yeah. It was, you know what, the buttons are pretty easy as well. That's what I like. Again, pick it up, play it. I reckon anyone could scoot around. What did you think of the bosses and stuff in it? I felt like they got a bit creative with it. The bosses were quite exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Very interesting coloured.
Some of them were really hard to beat as well, which is obviously what you expect when it comes to, you know, the bosses of levels and that.
Yeah.
But I was losing bare lives. I don't know whether it's just because I'm shit or what, but I was just getting battered.
We played it on normal and we were losing lives very easily.
I can't imagine what it's like on tough guy mode, because that's what it's called. the hard is tough guy mode.
Who knows?
I don't fancy that.
What do you reckon about the challenges that they had in it? So every level you had a challenge, like you can arrest perps, by the way. That's something that I don't remember in Streets of Rage. So what do you think about the challenges like arrest 3 perps or arrest these specific people or hit 4 people with a baseball bat at the same time and stuff like that? What do you think about those little challenges that weren't in the 90s versions of these games?
I thought the challenges were good, little incentive for you to be getting on with whilst you're playing. The only thing I will say about it is arresting people, you had to wait for them to be like dazed, dizzy, and that would either be on the floor or standing up. But it felt like it was completely random when they were going to be dizzy or dazed, and some people just didn't get dizzy or dazed, and then you would basically punch them until they die, and then you'd lose your, because there were certain people you had to arrest, right? That you can arrest anyone when they're dizzy or dazed, but they're at the start of the level, there's like 3 people's names, because each enemy's got a name, so it's like 3 people's names come up and they're normally like flashing in red in the game when you're playing it, so that's a sign to say this is the person you need to arrest, but they would never get dizzy. And then also on top of that, you know, some might say this is realistic, but it's a bit annoying if you've got a weapon in your hand and you're just swinging with the weapon and you hit someone who you need to arrest, they just die instantly.
Yeah, like if you slap somebody with a baseball bat, they ain't coming back. Yeah, basically.
But I'm just thinking to myself, like, I don't know. I almost feel like they could even be, because we didn't play it for that long and I didn't really scope out too much of the buttons. But there needs to be a way for you to induce people into a state of daze. I feel like if you do a particular move, it makes them dazed so you can arrest them.
And like a daze combo.
Yeah, like if you do like a, you know, like you say, a particular combo on somebody, like a, you know, circle, square, circle, triangle or something, they're definitely going to get dazed. Because otherwise it just felt a bit random. And when there's so many other characters on the screen attacking you and punching you and blah, 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 you haven't got time to focus on one person to try and arrest them. So there is that, but it's minor. You know,
I like being able to kick people when they're on the floor. Yeah, that was quite fun.
You can punch them on the floor as well.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. My character kept, when someone's on the floor, she was just like, poof, poof, like punching them in the head, like UFC, bruv.
Sick, man. I'm ready to play some more of it, and I will be over the next few weeks. Definitely a game that I'll stick on when I've got guys around as well, like lads around playing.
Lads.
Out of 5, what are we going to give this then, do you reckon, Nick?
Out of 5, I'm going to go for... I'm going to go for 4.5. I enjoyed it, bro.
Yeah, cool. I like that. Where does it lose the 0.5 then, Nick?
Just in the arrest.
The arresting situation.
Yeah. So the sitch I was on about. But other than that, like really, really playable.
Okay.
You can play it on your own and enjoy it, or you could play it with friends.
Cool.
And it's a laugh.
I'm going to give it a 4. I'm going to give it, it's going to lose half a point for that and half a point for something that they can redeem in an update, which is a different colour costume for the main characters when they're playing, so they stand out a little bit more.
Yeah.
Or maybe, like you said, Nick, an option for a little arrow above their head.
Yeah.
Because it got hectic in certain scenes. There were so many fists flying around. You don't... And imagine if we, like, didn't turn friendly fire to the setting where you weren't hurting me every time you hit me. Bruv, we'd just be losing lives everywhere.
You'd just be punching up your mates, basically.
Exactly. Which isn't cool. All the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nick, onto stuff that exists in the real world. I don't know if you saw this on my Insta story. We've put the videos up on the Hans Canal website. We got our hands on these things called nano leaves, which are modular lights. Very frigging cool. I suggest you click the link in the show description to look at these, because this is a podcast that goes into your ears. There's only so much that we can explain. Oh, by the way, there's a video of us playing Raging Justice. Link for that will be in the show description as well.
There you go.
Look at that. There we go. But these things called nano leaf lights, right, Nick? They're triangle panels, and The triangle panels have three connectors. Imagine a triangle that has an equilateral triangle, equal sides. Yeah. It has on each of the sides, there's a plug on it.
Pythagoras theorem.
You know it. Which is 3. Pi.
That's pi. Pythagoras theorem is to do with triangles.
Isn't Pythagoras theorem used with pi?
Don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Can we Google this?
I'll do it right now.
Should have gone to school. Should have not. Pythagoras and pi, they're not the same.
Oh God, let me read it. Right.
In mathematics, the Pythagorean theorem, also known as Pythagoras theorem, is a fundamental relation in geometry among the three sides of a right triangle. It states that the square of the hypotenuse is equal to the sum of the squares of the other two sides.
Boring!
So it's not got pi in it at all, the 3.146587.
No, that's different.
Okay, all right.
You were just thinking of pies,
should
mate.
Have thought about more things than girls' bum bums at school, shouldn't I? Stop looking at the girls wearing the tight clothes at school.
You should have went to school.
Should have just turned
went
up to school.
Should have went to school.
Hey, so a triangle which has equal sides. Imagine it's a panel that can light up. You can connect these nano leaf panels up into very various shapes. All different types of shapes, and apparently you can connect up to 30 panels. Plug one of the panels into the power, and you have a set of panels which you can assign different colors to. Amazing, right? That's cool.
Yeah,
I guess it looks all right. You can slap them up in your studio, probably even slap them up in a DJ booth. Wicked. But they've taken them another step further, which is the rhythm kit, and you slap that onto one of the triangles, and that has a small microphone in it and a headphone jack. Now the small microphone picks up sound. So now, when you set the nano leafs to the rhythm kit mode, when there's sound that's playing, they light up in a different way. So it's like, this used to be relatively expensive to install lights like this in
disco
clubs.
Disco lights.
You can have a full-on friggin' rave in your room. A few producers, I know Jeremy from Boy Better Know, he has a set of nano leaf lights. I don't know if he's got the rhythm kit or not. He uses it. And a few other producers have been slapping them in their studios to kind of create ambient light.
Yeah, ambiance.
Apparently, when you have ambient light, Nick, you are more productive. Apparently so. So that's the Nano Leaf Lights. Please check them out via howtokillanhour.com or via the link in the show description, just because they visually look amazing.
Yeah, it sounds sick. What's the rough costage?
You're looking at about 180 quid.
Okay. Is that for a rhythm kit?
You get the rhythm kit. You get the lights. I'll double check this now on the show for you, because I don't want to give you a wrong price.
Yeah. 180.
Let's go to our good old general store, Amazon.
Yeah, Amazon, man. All right. What did we all do before that? I ordered something same day delivery the other day. It was that shit was revolutionary,
mate. That is when you get that. It's amazing. So the panels. Starter kit's 179 quid. The rhythm kit is 50 quid by itself. If you purchase them together in a pack, I know you can get them for a little bit cheaper. There is a pack out there. And yeah, they honestly are really, really cool. Have I described them in a way that you understand what they are, Nick?
They're just lighting panels by the sounds of it.
But
yeah?
They look frigging awesome, man. And you can have them set up to your smart home, if that, then this, all those sorts of bits.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com.
Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Another thing that's a little bit weird, Nick, is this shirt here.
Right, okay. I did see you bring this in and I was like, why the hell has he brought this shirt in?
It's a California cowboy shirt. Now, this is a smart shirt. This shirt is packed full of things. I'm going to hand the shirt over to Nick and let him describe to you. Because like the great broadcaster that he is, he'll be able to explain exactly what he is seeing and what is going on right now. Right, so Nick is holding the shirt and looking at it like, this ain't smart. What's your first impression of this shirt, Nick?
It's quite heavy.
Very heavy. Yeah. And that is the tools that are... that's one of the reasons why it's so heavy, Nick.
Right, well, I can feel in the pocket there's some kind of spongy...
There is a spongy device in there. Hmm.
Do you want me to get it out?
Yeah, and get it out. It shouldn't be spongy when you whip it out. So the California Cowboy shirt, is really, really comfortable, and it has a secret pocket to keep all of your gadgets clean and safe from water. Now, Nick, that gadget, that pocket is actually, if you turn the shirt around, you can actually see that little black zip there?
Yeah.
That is a safe, dry pocket where you can put your gadgets in. You can whip them in there. And so can you fit your phone in there? There's actually some other tools in there. You can get those out as well.
What the hell is this?
We'll describe the other stuff that's in that pocket as well. Can you whip your phone in that pocket?
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay, that's to keep your gadgets safe. There's a sunglasses loop to keep your eye protectors safe as well. And those should be... He's zipping it up again.
Let me zip the pocket up again.
Zip the ting. There's a sunglasses holder.
Somewhere.
On one of the top buttons there. So you can have your sunglasses hanging off there. Okay, cool. Yeah, there's a bottle pocket. And a kazooie to keep your drinks with you at all times. You can't be losing them beers. Now, the bottle pocket is like the secret pocket at the back.
What the hell, man? Right, okay.
That's a bottle pocket. Oh, no, it isn't. That's a bottle pocket. It's a bottle pocket at the back to put a bottle in.
Yeah.
It also has conversation cards and a bottle opener.
Right, so that's what these are.
And then a bottle insulator, which keeps a bottle nice and cool.
Right, that's the bottle opener.
I'll have a look at the bottle opener. Shall I give you some conversation starting music, maybe, for you to try these conversation openers with us, Nick?
All right.
Bottle opener's pretty... Oh, gosh, bottle opener. Woo!
Is it a Swish
one? This bottle opener looks well nice. Look at it. It's got a gold finish to it. Looks classy as... Listen, if somebody needs a bottle opening... You can come up, you know, like in the movies, and someone would be like, hey, do you want a lighter for that cigarette? This is a very fancy.
What was this for, though?
Nick's holding up a bottle shaped insulation device, which actually keeps your bottle of beer cool when you've got it in your bottle pocket.
Great.
So, Nick, I'm going to get some conversational music.
All right.
So I'm in a bar.
Okay. Stop texting.
Okay. Oh, so if someone's texting, you're supposed to tell me to stop texting. Hey, what's your name? Should we go get a drink?
I'm just reading the...
Okay.
Use your words.
Oh, maybe it's to stop you from not focusing on conversation. That feels like something you tell yourself.
Go fun yourself. That's the next one.
Okay.
That's what I mean. These aren't really like, oh, you just sound mental. Like, if they're trying to help you sound mental with your smart-ass shirt on, like, hey, sailor.
Nah.
Oh, it's a good one. Even you could get laid in a place like this. That's what it says. And last but not least, I'll take a big one. Did he say?
Yeah, he said he'll take a big one. That's a good conversation style.
Mind if I do a J?
That means have a spliff.
Right,
California Cowboys. Me and Nick will give you some good chat up lines.
You should have came to us, mate. These cards are. These ain't gonna help. You're better off just saying, let me tell you about your shirt. Can I tell you about my shirt?
Exactly.
That's more interesting than these.
Nick
than
and
these
I have got you, right? Right, Nick, let's give them a couple of good chat up lines each, right?
All right, what you got?
Hey, baby. Did it hurt?
Oh, God.
When did it hurt? When you fell from heaven.
That's the most played out chat up line ever. I ain't got chat up lines. I'm just like... Yo, babes. You like grime? Because you look dirty.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to use that I'll let you know how that goes on. And we're going to give that to Biddy. That's the California Cowboys shirt. One of the things I do like about it is you see the inside material, Nick?
Yeah.
It's a towel. You can towel off with it.
I know what they're trying to do, right? I hear that. But I'm just not going to do that.
I feel like I'm selling it to you.
I'm not going
to
step out of the shower and be like, "Whoa, bloody hell, I ain't got time to towel myself. Let me whack my shirt on. See ya." Right. What next? They're going to get fucking towel trousers as well.
I could just imagine somebody at a party getting out of the pool, toweling themselves off of their shirt and just turning to someone else saying,
"Yeah,
stop texting.
Stop texting."
All right.
Mate, they mugged you with this as well. They gave you a double XL. Mate, they're trying to say you're fat.
It's a slim fit, and maybe I've had slim a few fit. Carbs.
No wonder it's so heavy.
Yeah.
It's like double XL.
All right, so that was the California Cowboys shirt. Now, on to something a bit more techie. I hope you've seen a video for this floating around online. We tried out something called the Mic Me, which is a supremely powerful microphone. Now, Nick works in radio. I've worked in radio and loads of sound production environments. Having a good microphone is very important. So what makes this different? Nick, please reveal to the listener what makes this microphone different.
Well, apparently, the Mic Me can be used in a loud environment and give you clarity.
Exactly.
Even when there is loads of background noise.
Exactly. Like I said, we've thrown a video up on howtokillanhour.com with me testing out this microphone in loads of different areas. How did we do this so easily, though? The Mic Me is a cordless microphone. It plugs into nothing. It has its own memory in it, has its own power supply.
Yep.
Yeah. And you can control it without a phone or anything connected to it. It works standalone by itself.
Yep.
Now, you can also connect it to your phone and you can also connect it to your computer. More about that in just a sec. But in the video, I was literally holding it in my hand and talking into it. In fact, what I'll do now, Nick, is I'll turn it on.
You were at a building site, if I remember correctly.
That is right.
Apparently 16 gigabyte of internal audio memory for up to 360 hours of audio.
That's it. So, right, what I'm going to do now, Nick, is I'm going to ask you to hold it and you can read through everything that it does.
All
and
right.
I'll get you to hold it. It's recording right now.
Right.
And so, we'll switch on to the Mic Me now.
This is the Mic Me microphone, black gold 16 gigabyte, wireless microphone and audio recorder. 1-inch gold-plated true condenser capsule, 16 gigabyte internal audio recorder for up to 360 hours of audio, 18 to 22,000 kilohertz extended frequency response, 24-bit/96 kilohertz studio grade quality, and secure wireless audio streaming.
Just talk into it normally, like it just feels so intuitive. And the other thing about the Mic Me as well, sorry, I've just been fiddling around with my hands, is that you can actually plug it into your laptop or a PC, and it will actually, when the new firmware update comes out, which we've actually got our hands on the beta version here, when the new firmware update comes out, you can actually use this as a USB microphone. So this will be the first time in the world you can get the studio quality condenser microphone like this connected to a USB device. So you can get very, very high quality studio output from something that is self-powered, has its own memory in it as well. And also with the app, you can turn it on, connect it to your phone with Bluetooth, shoot stuff on your phone and have great quality sound as well. So you could have a mate filming an interview, Nick, and then you put together, edit, when you're editing together the video, you have high quality sound with it as well. So we could be at a loud conference or something. In fact, I probably will be using this when we go to conferences in the future. Someone's filming me from like a few meters away. You wouldn't hear anything usually unless you've got a mic. You usually have to mic yourself up and then, or have a mic that you can point in someone's face. This you can literally hold in your hand and go from there. Right, we'll switch back to the microphones in the studio now. How, I mean, physically, Nick, what do you think of it looks wise? Like, does it look like,
it's interesting. Does it
look like it can do what it can do? Because when I saw it, I was like, it doesn't feel, whatever. That's what I thought, if I'm honest.
And I have to agree, because it basically just looks like a square box. You know, it's a square box about the size of the palm of your hand. It's quite light.
It's like three iPhones thick.
Yeah, in thickness. Yeah, yeah. Oh. It's literally, it's, it, it just, you, if I walked in somewhere and saw this in the corner, I wouldn't really think anything of it. I wouldn't think, oh, that's an incredible, amazing microphone. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But looks can be deceiving. Because by the sounds of it, this shit is off the chain.
It is. And what you, I mean, when you saw the video online, were you like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, right. It looked good.
Yeah.
The video I saw was you talking into a normal clip mic at one point, and then switching to the mic me, I think it was, and you were in front of a building site, so there was like a pneumatic drill and all that. And there was definitely an improvement in audio quality when you did the switch.
Mm. All right, cheers, bruv. Well, yeah, that's the mic me. Check out the video at howtokillanhour.com. This has been How to Kill an Hour. It's been good catching up with you, Nick.
Yeah, good to see you, man.
Yeah,
good
man.
To chat to you as always.
Always. Don't forget, you can check out everything that we've spoken about on the show, apart from Nick's lies, because we don't have a time machine and a video camera. Plus, if we did have those, would be a bit weird to just go back and video this guy messing with cats and vases.
It definitely happened, though. It'd be an elaborate lie to make up.
I reckon it did happen. I reckon you've got that in you.
Yeah,
100%.
I mean that
in a nice way. If you want to check out anything that we've spoken about on today's show, please check out the links in the show description. Or if you want to head straight to howtokillanhour.com, that is great. You can also join the How to Kill an Hour fam. Can you do that, Nick?
By going to the website, howtokillanhour.com/fam.
That's right. And we are GDPR friendly.
Hey, you won't get spammed.
I'll spam the shit out of you. What should we spam everyone with this week? I'm going to take a picture of my ass and send it to you 4 times. Is that count as spam? No, that counts as a gift.
I was going to say, I reckon the sign up from the female persuasion will be through the roof.
Better wipe my ass then before I take that picture. Better give it a wash.
Wait, sit down or stand up though. No, we're not going there again.
God.
We're not going there again.
Have you been keeping up with CJ Beats? Have you heard his? Nick.
I did see.
I've seen
the video.
Okay.
I saw the video that you put up.
Gosh, I was going to say.
I haven't been following CJ Beats around to see how he wipes his ass, basically.
I do suggest you go a couple of episodes back and listen to the Wide Awake episode, and I have a feeling for the rest of 2018, Nick, we're going to have to be asking our guests whether they sit down or stand up when they wipe. Because it is just this, it's the gift that keeps on giving. I'm learning, people are doing things when they're wiping that I have never even contemplated doing.
Mm.
I'm boring. I'm Mr. Wipe, sit down.
Yeah, quick wipe out.
Nick, I've been in the room with the majority standers, bruv.
Well, they're all...
They're among us.
They're nutters.
They're among us, bruv.
I mean, thank God Billy's not here today, because, you know, he's a stander.
Bruv, some people are turning... anyway, listen to the Wide Awake episode. Right, I've been Marcus Brunzi.
I've been Nick Bright.
Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.